Hi, I'm Gregory Orr, grandson of Jack L. Warner and producer of the documentary Jack L. Warner, The Last Mogul. And you are listening to The Extras.
Hi, Tim Millard here. And this is a bonus episode that we're providing because we had such a great response from so many of you who wanted to call in and leave a message for George Feltenstein and the Warner Archive with your appreciation, your memories, and your stories of what the archive has meant to you. As part of our Warner Archive 15th anniversary celebration, I was overwhelmed by the response, as was George. So what I'm calling an experiment really turned out well because of your involvement. And it's easy to be cynical these days for a variety of reasons, because of the corporate way that entertainment is run. But I love it that we have so many listeners that look beyond the cynicism and see the great work that individual people like George and others at the Warner Archive and at Warner Brothers, that you see the hard work and what they do to try to bring all of these great movies to our shelves. So thank you for that. And I think you'll really enjoy hearing from people. It's a unique perspective. We often talk about how so many people on social media leave their complaints. And this is a truism of life, that it's easier to leave a complaint than to leave something positive. So this is an opportunity to give a positive word of feedback and appreciation to everybody at Warner Brothers and Warner Archives. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for being involved, taking time out of your schedule to call and leave a message. And I think for those of you who are listening, maybe didn't know this was going on, I think you'll enjoy hearing from people here who listen to the podcast from around the world. Films and movies are an international phenomenon, and people from everywhere enjoy what's being put out by the Warner Archive each month. So it was great to hear from people from Germany, from Australia, from the UK, from so many places, because we have listeners from so many parts of the world. And just know that if you called and you don't hear your message here, we did have a few technical issues. Some of the comments I could not use. Know that George did hear them, but they're not going to be included here for that reason. So thank you to everyone who did call in. It was a tremendous success, and hopefully we'll do more of this type of thing in the future. I think you'll enjoy it, and it's a great way to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the Warner Archive.
Oh, hi, this is Tom in San Francisco, and a big thanks to you, Tim, for providing this forum. Not only this opportunity to leave the message, but also for the podcast itself. And a big thanks to George, who I consider the patron saint of physical media for many years, probably going back to the laser disc days. My shelves are brimming over with DVDs and Blu-rays that go back to the launch of Warner Archive 15 years ago. And I just want to say many thanks. And I know you are working feverishly and fighting battles behind the scenes that we consumers are not fully aware of to keep bringing us quality products. So don't let the naysayers get you down. And I really appreciate all you do. And I look forward to more exciting announcements in the future. Thanks a lot.
Hello, Tim. And hello, George. My name is Ben, and I'm from Texas. I wanted to call and give a great big shout out. Thank you, kudos, a great big warm hug to George Feltenstein, first of all, for all you do for Warner Archive. You are basically a celebrity in the classic film community. To Tim Millard, for all you do for supporting the archive. For everybody at the Warner Archive and for everybody at Warner Brothers Motion Picture Imaging, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are the reason that we are able to see these classic films in pristine condition. I have loved classic film ever since I was a little boy. I grew up watching them with my grandparents, and now I have the opportunity to sit down again with my grandparents and watch these films once again on beautiful, stunning Blu-rays, and it's because of your work. So thank you so much. I also wanted to say happy 15th birthday. That is amazing. 15 years later, and we're still here. That's awesome. I am looking forward to another fun-filled 15 years of classic film with the Warner Archive. So thank you so much, and happy birthday.
Hi there, this is Johnson with Of Course You Realize This Means Podcast. Thank you for opening up the episode celebrating 15 years of the Warner Archive for the fans to chime in with their appreciation. I want to commend everyone at the Extras podcast and George Feltenstein, alongside everyone over at the Warner Archive for their efforts in spotlighting Looney Tunes and vintage animation in general with the restoration series. My wife and I are having a blast with all the shorts so far and anticipate many more in the Collector's Choice series that we will undoubtedly be showing to our future daughter. From our podcast to yours, take care.
This message is for George Feltenstein. My name is Frank, retired Lieutenant NYPD. George, I just want to thank you for keeping up with these classic movies and preserving the history of Hollywood. You're probably the best one since William Everson, which I used to attend at the New School when he showed a couple of Warner Brother movies every Friday night back in the 70s. God bless you, and I just want to let you know I purchased over 200 of Warner Archives, so I've been a faithful fan. Keep them coming, and hopefully get some 3Ds out on the George at Feather River and the Phantom Room more. Thank you again, George.
Hello, my name is Cindy, and my husband, Kurt, and I live in Arizona. We would like to thank Mr. Feltenstein and all the folks at Warner Archive for their superb work that makes movie nights so special for all of us physical media and home theater enthusiasts. The quality of Warner Archive releases is unsurpassed in our book, and this is very much appreciated. Congratulations on 15 great years, and we look forward to many more. Thanks again, George. Take care.
Hi, this is John in Massachusetts. George, just wanted to thank you for all of the preservation efforts and sort of the breadth of catalog that Warner Archive has put out. I'd have to say my favorite releases are Dr. X and Mystery of the Wax Museum. Just never thought those movies could look as good as they do. I really appreciate all of the sort of pre-code that's been put out. Safe in Hell, Christopher Strong, Ladies They Talk About, One Way Passage. I was actually planning on a sort of a K. Francis double feature tonight, doing Mary Stevens, M.D., on Blu-ray, and then I was going to watch Wife Wanted, the last film she made for Monogram. Just really appreciate everything that's been put out. And then I'd say one of my other favorite releases is also a Monogram, I Wouldn't Be in Your Shoes. Just really amazing to see a fairly cheap but amazing film get such a spectacular release. So I just wanted to say thank you for all of those efforts, and I'm looking forward to what's coming next.
Hi, my name is Rob. I'm from Evansville, Indiana, and I just want to say that I appreciate the Warner Archive as much as anyone possibly could, because these Looney Tunes Collector's Choice Blu-rays are, I mean, in one word, fantastic. In another word, unbelievable. I absolutely love these sets, everything about them. I don't have one negative word to say about them. They're amazing. I hope the volumes just keep coming and keep coming. The job they've done with these classics are as great as anything, honestly. It's fantastic. I can't say enough great things about it, just like I feel about the Looney Tunes Golden Collection, Platinum Collections, and all their other releases with these restored cartoons that are hard to come by. I cannot thank you guys enough. I think it's absolutely wonderful. I also want to say that the movies that they've put out, like Bye Bye Braverman, thanks to the Warner Archive, I have a copy of that movie. Never thought I'd get to see the full thing uncut. Again, thank you, Warner Archive. Keep those Collector's Choice sets coming. Any titles that are not released yet to go on, I love that formula you guys are using. Like putting those out, even putting on restored cartoons that have been available as unrestored ones, which I was happy enough with, but seeing the restored ones, greater. Okay. Thank you again. and keep them coming, as I say. Thanks so much.
Hi, this is Land from South Carolina. I'm a huge fan of the Extras podcast and of the Warren Archives, and I had a short story that I wanted to share about collecting physical media and how it connects to the podcast. I've been a longtime fan of classic Hollywood and a passionate collector of physical media, and for years I've been buying movies from the Warner Archives and movie collections and Turner Classics collections, but I'd never really given much thought about how these things got to market or who was behind it all. And it wasn't until I started listening to the Extras podcast that I realized that the common denominator between so many of the things that I was buying and enjoying over those years was George Feltenstein. And I've spent many hours listening to George on the podcast, learned a lot about movie history, and just about what it takes to create these beautiful new releases on the, especially the Blu-rays that we enjoy so much from the Warner Archives that we've been getting recently. I just wanted to express my gratitude to you, Tim, for bringing us all these wonderful stories, and to George for all the incredible work that he does. Every fan of classic movies owes a huge debt to George, so thank you for bringing these stories out. Also to George for making all these incredible movies available to us fans. So thank you. I look forward to many more movies, many more podcasts, and I'll be here watching and listening.
Yes, my name is John, and I'm from Oklahoma. I'd like to give thanks to Warner Archive for all the work they've done these last 15 years, and especially Mr. George Feldenstein for the work he's done as well, and particularly on the Warner Brothers TV shows, which I just bought Code 45 and Blu-ray with subtitles, which I enjoy very much. I've watched a few of them, and we just give thanks to again to Mr. Feldenstein for his work, and we hope that he will keep up the good work and bring us more Warner Brothers TV. Thank you.
Hi, this is David from Illinois, and I just wanted to wish a happy 15th anniversary to the Warner Archive and let George Feltenstein know that I appreciate all the hard work that you do in restoring all these classic films and bringing them to us to be appreciated. Thank you for all of your hard work.
Hi, this is Constantine Nasser, and I wanted to call and wish George Feltenstein and the Warner Archive a most amazing and joyous celebration of 15 years of incredible, incredible work for the films we love, for the fans that celebrate movies from Warner Brothers and MGM and RKO and all of the great films that, and television shows and animation that George has found ways to constantly restore and continue to share and promote and give back to the world of cinema, which he is one of the key caretakers of. He's been that way for decades, and I pray for many more decades. George has been someone I've looked up to for many, many years, and I've been very grateful and very honored to have known him and to call him a friend for the last 20. It is always like a call from the President of the United States when George calls for any reason, and I've had such incredible opportunities to help support his efforts and the efforts that he has done through Warner Archives in particular over the last few years. I wish him all the very best, and I congratulate him on all of his achievements. And I just can't wait to see what the future holds. So yeah, bravo. Thank you very much. And I wish you all the very best. Bye-bye.
Hello there. I'm Lloyd from California, and I just wanted to call in and say thank you to the Warner Archive for the wonderful work they do for, you know, a lot of great releases of Golden Age Hollywood movies on Blu-ray and the beautiful work they do to restore them. The release of Night of the Opera on Blu-ray was really what got me into movies of that era. Before that, the only ones I really recall seeing were some Disney movies, kind of Merry Millionaire, The Wizard of Oz, and The Birds. Now I own, I would say about like 600 of them on Blu-ray, And I guess about 100 of them are from the Warner Archive, actually over 100 of them. If I could recommend a Warner Archive release that I think is kind of underrated, it would be Libeled Lady. It has a great cast, a great script. William Powell is fantastic, as always, like in The Thin Man. And One Way Passage, also a great recent Warner Archive release. And I just love that fishing scene with him. The bonus short on there, Keystone Hotel, is also fantastic. A wonderful short with, I love Ben Turpin in there. Fantastic job on that release. I know it came out like a few years ago, but I'm excited to see more of your 2024 lineup. Right now I got the Drive-By Night and the Silent Double Feature collection pre-ordered. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin from Arlington, Virginia. I want to extend my appreciation to Warner Archive, and in particular Jerry Beck and George Feldmanstein, for the exceptional cartoon DVDs and Blu-rays that they've been putting out over the past few years, especially the Popeye sets, the Tex Avery sets, and most definitely the Looney Tunes Collector's Choice. Thanks for everything.
Hello, and this is Ronald from Ohio, and I just want to say thank you guys so much for putting in all the work you do for the Warner Archive releases. It means so much to me and with other collectors in the live action and the animation community that you guys are doing this for everybody. It's really great, and I really just want to say please keep up the hard work for Mr. Beck, Mr. Feldstein, and everybody involved in these disc productions. Thank you guys so much, you know, again for what you're doing for the community, and have a great night.
Hey, this is David of Interline Media. And I appreciate the work that George and his team at Warner Archive does to restore and put out these great titles. And I hope he continues to do it for a while. And maybe, hopefully, they let Warner Archive do like a 4K of like Forbidden Planet or some other, you know, title from the archive, for example. So have a good one, George. And, you know, I hope Warner Archive is still around doing such great work 10 years from now. Bye.
Hi, my name is John from New Jersey. I want to give a thank you to George for all the great work that he and his team have done with Warner Archive. When the pandemic arrived in 2020 and working in healthcare, films have helped me get through some tough days. I started to get back into collecting physical media and upgrading to Blu-rays when I noticed the Warner Archive putting out great titles each month. The care and restoration being put into these titles makes me excited for what is in the future, while also looking back at the films of the past and happy to add them to my collection and see them on my shelves. Thank you for all the hard work you do, and thanks again to you, George, for your insight and knowledge of the Warner Brothers, MGM, and RKO film libraries. Thank you.
This is Rich from Virginia. Years ago in the pre-internet era, I had written a letter to MGM Home Video with a thank you for their work and a request for future titles. To my surprise, soon afterward, I received in the mail an envelope with Leo the Lion on the return address. It contained a letter from George responding to my letter point by point. His continued loyalty and responsiveness to movie fans is unwavering and is always appreciated. Happy anniversary, George, and many, many more. Thank you for all you do.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ever wondered what it takes to make it in the movie business? Peel back the curtain with 4/6 Success Filmmaking. 4/6 Success Filmmaking is where filmmakers share their stories and the secrets.
It's beyond competitive out there.
There have been movies that it's taken me 10 years to get made.
Don't wait to create. Like, you've got to just keep making stuff.
Tune in to 4/6 Success Filmmaking for your dose of cinematic realness direct from the voices that have lived it.
Hey, this is David from Indianapolis. I think the thing that's great is that George is basically one of us who made it. And, you know, unlike some ones of us who made it, he didn't sort of fall into the elements of the corporate culture that's against the goal of the archive. Like, he didn't gradually become one of those people saying, hey, guys, just be glad you're getting anything at all. Stop complaining. He's retained that sense of excitement and exploration and the notion that this archive is basically a treasure chest. And I also appreciate the vastness of his sort of his vision of what to do with it. I think I am actually most impressed with the archive when something comes out that I have absolutely no interest in, because it means other people are having their day. And, you know, there are people with different loves than I have. I love the classic films. Other people love Hanna-Barbera animation. Some people want to see really obscure B-movie stuff. And that's just great that he covers all that. And he doesn't even pick his own favorites. So it's not like we can look back on the archive and say, oh, you remember in 2017 when George was going through his Barbara Stanwyck phase, and you can just tell by the collection because you get two a month and nothing else came out? That doesn't happen, because he's there for everybody, not one group and not even himself. And I think that shows that he understands his community better than I do. And his understanding of his community even shows in how he handles complaints on the old podcast, which was weekly. You know, they would have people asking, like, why does this take so long? Why is this taking so long? And he basically answers genuinely as if it's an honest question rather than a gripe. And, you know, that's not always easy to do, but I think he gets that that's where that, even if it is delivered as a gripe, he knows that's where that question comes from. And love of the material and belief that there's probably an answer, and he gives a good answer. So he's a man in his most right place. And look, I mean, hats off to good grief, the Looney Tunes for the last years has been fantastic. I think some review of the third disc said, by the way, this year we have gotten more than a single, maybe even a single golden collection in terms of cartoons released on, you know, on Blu-ray. And that works for me. They're great choices. I love the fact that they're digging it. You know, the second disc, some people wrote reviews that said, well, these aren't the best cartoons. Well, exactly. They're not your favorite cartoons, but you know what? They're the ones that haven't been out. And maybe somebody else will love them. So he and Jerry Beck are doing a fantastic job with Looney Tunes. I hope they keep it up.
Hi, Tim and George. Dave here, film and animation critic and historian from Melbourne, Australia, running the YouTube channel Dave Lee Down Under. Thanks so much for asking me to call in with a message to wish the Warner Archive a happy 15th anniversary. I want to personally thank you, George, for all your amazing work restoring all of these incredible classics and getting them into our hands and onto our shelves in the best quality possible. I've been collecting your Blu-ray releases since day one and have hundreds of them. Thank you for getting so many sought-after favorites onto Blu-ray while also introducing us to scores of hidden and underappreciated gems. You've helped further my own education and lifelong love for classic cinema, with, in my opinion, the single greatest film library in Hollywood. The work that you've done, not only for film fans and collectors, but for film preservation and legacy, cannot be understated. The work you have done will quite literally be cherished for generations. I also want to say thank you on behalf of the animation community for doing so much for the medium, giving much-needed attention to previously undervalued and cult titles from the vaults of Warner, MGM, Hanna-Barbera, and in the cases of the Popeyes, Paramount. Tim, George, please keep up the amazing work. Your announcement podcasts are incredible and the perfect companion to the monthly releases, adding an extra layer of history and context to the films. Happy 15th anniversary, Warner Archive. Thanks for everything.
Good morning, George. This is Frank from near Philadelphia, PA. I'm just calling to congratulate you on your 15th anniversary. Every month I look forward to your announcements. Some months I'm very happy. Sometimes I'm just pleased. You all do a great job. The masters that you produce are just beyond flaw. And keep them coming. I know you have thousands of titles to select from. And some months I'm lucky and some not. But keep up the good work, and I hope you're around for a long time. Thank you, and happy anniversary.
Yeah, this is Pam from Minnesota, and I'd just like to say what I really enjoy is the Tim Millard show with the extras, because I bought the movie Dangerous One Wick because I was listening to you guys talking about the special features. And one of the ones I absolutely loved was the outtake with Fernando Llamas and Darcel. But there's so many other extras that came along with it also. And that's what I really look forward when I'm buying a DVD. And that was one of the first ones I bought when I started listening to your show. So I would just recommend everyone listen to your show every time you get a new segment. Thank you. Bye.
Sam and George, this is Matthew Roberts. I live in Tennessee now, but from Louisiana. And I just wanted to say that the Warner Archive has been an amazing blessing to me. I'm an avid cartoon collector and old movie collector, and it has brought a lot of titles and shows that I never thought I would have an opportunity to see. I'm only 29, so I missed a lot of those golden years being born in the 90s, but it's amazing to get to catch up on those now. And I'm thankful for the last 15 years of the library you guys have released, and I'm excited for the next 15 years and to see what that holds in store. Very excited for this past month of March and looking forward into the future. So thank you guys so much for what you do.
My name is Mark from Los Angeles, and George Feltenstein has been a tremendous boon to movie lovers from the Laserdisc days onward, and I would specifically say one of the reasons why Warner Archive it has been so wonderful is that from the very beginning, when he first launched the program, one of the first titles he released was a favorite of mine that I thought could never get released because of all the musical artists involved in it, and that was the seminal concert film Erg, A Music War. Theatrical prints were missing bands, and it seemed like, oh, all those bands, all those record labels, no way they'll ever clear it. And he did it all, but for one artist, and they were so obscure, probably they couldn't find where they disappeared to. So he knew from the very gate that it was about trying to get everything done, and I know there's still some holy grails he's working on, and the fact that he hasn't given up on them, and that nobody has given up on Warner Archive is testimony to his tenacity, and we're lucky to have him.
Yeah, Tim, this is Kenny Creeley Jr. I'm from Leary, Ohio, and I've been a huge supporter of Warner Brothers in the Warner Archive Collection for many, many years. What I like about the Warner Archive Collection is that they get titles out when nobody expects them to come out. Like, for example, I'm a big DC fan, as you know, and when Justice League Unlimited came out from the Warner Archive Collection a few years ago, I was thrilled. I love the DC Animated Universe, and that was a great release. And also, when Black Lightning Seasons 3 and 4 came out, that was a great release. I only have Season 3, but hope to get Season 4 soon. It's just amazing. And also the others, like DC film releases for Warner Archive, the Superman films, both Superman the movie, the extended TV time, and Supergirl 1984. It was great to have those. Those are terrific transfers. Anyways, guys, thanks for doing all that you do, and take care.
Hello, I am Kevin from Valley Stream, Long Island, and I have to tell you, the Warner Archive is the best thing that's ever happened to me. When I started collecting on video, I wanted only to collect cartoons, as I love from childhood that sort of filmmaking. But the Warner Archive made me appreciate film in all its incarnations. And if that's what it actually set out to do, it's achieved that as far as I'm concerned. My favorite releases, of course, are the Looney Tunes, Collector's Choice, and anything related to classic cartoons of the 1930s and 1940s theatricals. But I've also begun to like films of those eras as well. And I am so appreciative that George Feltenstein, Jerry Beck, and others have done such a wonderful job and continue to do such a wonderful job. Here's hoping for a grand future. It looks like it is off and running. I hope it grows in stature, because this is what film collecting was once about. And I could never appreciate it until the age of video cassette and then DVD, and now especially Blu-ray. To me, it's almost like finding a nitrate print and being able to run it in my own home. Thank you, George Feltenstein. Thank you, Jerry Beck, and everybody involved. It is such a wonderful project, and I wish you much luck in this, your anniversary.
Well, this is Christopher from California, and I am so glad that the Warner Archive exists. You know, like, especially like when it comes to like those like made for TV movies and stuff. Like, you know, because like a lot of people look down on like made for TV movies, like, you know, the movies of the week from like the 70s and 80s and stuff. So also when it comes to like, you know, those cartoon shows, like, you know, that may not have been successful, but network standards of the 70s or 80s, but still had like, you know, considerable forms. I'm so glad the Warner Archive exists and stuff. So I'm glad that people like George Feltenstein, like, you know, care about such stuff, you know, and cartoons and made for TV movies and that. I mean, thank you, Mr. Feltenstein, and others who are involved with the Warner Archive. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, hello, Tim. Hello, George. This is Glenn calling from Coral Springs. And boy, where to start when it comes to giving thanks to George Feltenstein and all he's given us over the years? Well, really, congrats on 15 years of the Warner Archive. So many films to choose from. Thanks for continuing to see your passion through with all these great restorations. Going back even thanks to the Laserdisc collections that were curated by George years ago. Those great 4 for $44 sales that we had. And, thanks, George, for skipping school back when you were younger to go see these movies and kind of lit the flame and started everything. You know, I think somewhere in those old Warner Archive podcasts, there was that interview, that interview with George he did with Mickey Rooney. And at the very end, Mickey sings to George his song that he wrote about Thanksgiving. And I think that's really, that kind of sums it up here.
You wrote a song for Thanksgiving?
Yes, Thanksgiving, the time that we've waited for. Thanksgiving, with families we all adore. We've counted our blessings, and I can't conceive. I only hope I give half what I've received.
Well, that's a beautiful song.
Thanks again, guys, and thanks for having this Extras podcast ongoing. It's terrific, and 15 more years and beyond. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you haven't yet, check out the episode where we do have George on to celebrate the 15th anniversary, and we included some of the calls there, and they are not included again here. So if you want to hear that episode, check that out. And you can hear also the listener calls there. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I suggest you join our Facebook group where you can share your love for the Warner Archive releases with other like-minded fans, like those you heard in these messages. There's a link in the podcast show notes, or you can search Facebook for the Warner Archive and Warner Brothers Catalog Group. And if you haven't already, please follow or subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review at your favorite podcast provider. Until next time, you've been listening to Tim Millard. Stay slightly obsessed. Hi, this is Tim Millard, host of the Extras podcast, and I wanted to let you know that we have a new private Facebook group for fans of the Warner Archive and Warner Brothers catalog physical media releases. So if that interests you, you can find the link on our Facebook page or look for the link in the podcast show notes.